All right, let's start off with a trivia question. What are the three most important days of your life? The three most important days of your life. Day number one. What's number one most important day? Number one most important day is actually your last day. All right, because where you go on that day, from where that day ends and where the next day begins, that is where your eternal life is. You know, the saints of the church, we don't honor them on their birthday. We don't honor them on their day of ordination. We honor them on the day that they entered into everlasting life. So the number one most important day of a person's life is the last day. All right, now, the second most important day of a person's life. Baptism. Baptism is the second most important day of a person's life because that sets in motion getting you to that last day. If you don't have the second best day of your life, if you don't have the baptism, then whatever happens on the last day of your life, it doesn't really end up the right way. So number one day is the last day of your life. Number two day is your baptism day because that sets in motion the end of life. And what's the number three most important day of your life? Today. Today lies between the day of your baptism when you became a child of God and the end day when you will be all entered into God's kingdom. So the third most important day of your life is today. And God says to us in the Psalms and many other places, this is the day that the Lord has made. We have to rejoice and be glad in it. Right? So there is something to do today, which is to rejoice and be glad in the day that we have. And what's the number one way that we rejoice in the day that we have? What's the number one way we rejoice?
Prayer.
Right? How specifically do we pray?
In church.
All right, in church. That's good. What's the verse we're supposed to do when we pray?
Thank God.
We're supposed to heap up a bunch of requests to God? Thank God. Thank God that we have this day to be joyful in. All right, so the third most important day of your life is today. That means today is a pretty important day. And the first thing you should do today and tomorrow, but tomorrow is that third most important day, is that we should thank God that we even enter into the day. Right now, every day of our life is really a gift. Every day is a gift. I was yesterday with a family that had a baptism, and someone in that family was celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And someone else in that family had passed away this week. And so this family has like had a whole lifespan. They had a funeral a few days ago, they had a baptism yesterday, and they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of their patriarch and matriarch. And they were wondering, should we tone the tenor of the celebration down? Maybe we shouldn't have a celebration at all. And I said, no, you should definitely not celebrate. You should definitely celebrate. Because this day of the 50th anniversary, this is a gift. And this day, Sunday, January 18th, it's a gift. And it doesn't matter if the 17th of January was a terrible day, because today is a new day. Today is a gift, and we should celebrate today. Now, I'm preaching on Thanksgiving. One of the reasons is because we read in the gospel lesson about these 10 lepers. And these 10 lepers were people that leprosy is a very painful disease. And in the time of Christ, and up until recent times, people who had leprosy were quarantined away from the rest of society. Leprosy is very contagious, that's still true. But we are making strides in that treatment. You don't have leper colonies like the way they did 100, 200, 2,000 years ago. Right? So people who were lepers, they were having like a life sentence of being away from everybody. There wasn't much joy in that life. And so these people went to Christ and they said, heal us. And Jesus didn't say, boom, you're healed. He said, go show yourselves to the priests. Because the priests were sort of like the village doctors, medicine man. So if the priest thought that you were good enough to be in society, then you could be in that society. So he said, go and show yourselves to the priests. Now, these lepers, they were trusted. Because they didn't say, how can you give us instant healing? They said, okay, we'll go and see the priest. And so as they were walking their way, eventually all the leprosy fell away from them. And they looked at themselves, and they said, wow, we're clean. And at night, those lepers kept going on and said, maybe they were saying to themselves, we cured ourselves. Maybe they said, we were entitled to that healing. But one of the lepers went back to Christ and fell down before him and said, thank you that I have a new lease on life. And that man of the ten was a Samaritan. And he knew that Jesus was a Jew, and Jews and Samaritans were bitter enemies. And so the Samaritan went to Jesus, his enemy, and said, thank you that you made that gift for me. So we're supposed to be thankful. Many times we're like the lepers, and we go about our business, and we're not thankful. The reason why we're not thankful is because we don't see the small blessings in our life. See, the healing of the lepers did not happen in one moment, but it happened gradually. They were walking across town to find the priest. They were healed. And in our life, the beautiful things that happen to us usually don't happen to us in lottery winning moments. A few people have those. And once in a while, we have like an awesome moment. But most of God's blessings in our lives happen in the small, subtle ways, not in the huge and glorious ones. And so we have to be thankful for the small blessings that we receive every day. And we have to recognize the small and subtle things that are happening. These are blessings from God. Now, we are reading in the Bible and praying in the liturgy that every good and perfect gift is from God. Everything that's good is coming from God. So we have to have some posture of thankfulness to God and go to Him and say, thank you, God, for blessings large and small. Even in the liturgy, we pray for blessings seen and unseen, even the blessings we don't know about. What's the greatest blessing you have in your life today? What's the greatest blessing that we all have in our life today? And we woke up and we have life today. We all share that. Everyone that's here in church received a blessing today. You got that blessing, you opened your eyes and saw Sunday, January 18th. That's a blessing. So we should say thank you, God, every moment, every morning we wake up. Thank you, God, that I'm alive today. And then we should find blessings throughout the day. I always thank God for five things in the morning. Thank you, God, that I'm alive. Thank you, God, that I'm married. Thank you, God, for my son. Thank you, God, for a roof over my head. And thank you, God, that I'm getting out of bed and I have a place to go. Thank you that I'm healthy enough to get up and walk out of my bed. Thank you, God, that I have some ability and some job that pays me for that ability, and I have a place to go today. So on any day I wake up, I've got five things to be thankful for. Now, I have some things I'm frustrated about, but I'm focusing on the blessings more than the frustrations. And the first thought that should come into our head every day is, thank you, God, that I am even alive to enjoy this day. Let me say one thing about St. Athanasius. St. Athanasius was a saint of the 4th century. We'll remember it in day to day. St. Athanasius is famous. We're still talking about him 1700 years later. But you know, St. Athanasius in his life, he had a difficult life. And many people were gossiping about St. Athanasius. There were people at every chapter of his life, every year of his life, that disagreed with him, that didn't like him. He was at one point the patriarch, meaning the top church man in the world. And at another point of his life, he was exiled to another country all by himself. Everybody ran him out of town. They said, we don't like that guy. And then he came back and was preaching again. And then they put him out again. And this is the way his whole life went. He never had security. He never had a sterling reputation. He never had a smooth road. But without St. Athanasius continually defending the things of our faith, we might not be sitting here at our church today expressing the faith that we have. St. Athanasius stood up and put down heresies, put down teachings that were not correct. And as we read in the epistle lesson today, it says that we are supposed to obey our rulers, and we're supposed to not be led astray by strange teachings. Does that ring a bell? We're living in a time when there are lots of strange teachings. Lots of people are taking Christianity and sort of morphing it into things that it's not. And so it's okay to stand up and say, this is Christian behavior, and this is not Christian behavior. And that's not judgmental, that's truthful. And we know that the truth is the highest thing that there is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we want to stick to the truth. Even when people take the truth and try to distort the truth, supposed to try to stick to the truth. St. Paul tells us that in the epistle lesson. One final thought, which is that I was driving around, I was listening to the radio this week, and I heard a commercial for the Tampa Bay Times, which I subscribe to, but I don't read it on Sunday mornings. I'll read it when I get home today. And someone said, I love Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings, I get my cup of coffee and my Tampa Bay Times, and I enjoy the morning. That was the commercial. I don't know if you've heard that commercial or not. This is the thing I look forward to. I wake up every Sunday morning, I flip the calendar for a new week, and I can't wait for my Tampa Bay Times to come so that I can read it. I can't wait for the Times to come either, but I'll read it, as I said, this afternoon. That's not the way we're supposed to spend our Sunday morning. We're supposed to spend it just the way you spend it. Coming here and saying, I can't wait for Sunday to come so that I can thank God that I have another week of my life, another week of possibilities, another week of blessings. And when people wonder, why do I go to church every Sunday? It's the same liturgy. It's the same communion. Yes, it is. It's also the same God who gives the same blessings. I got this morning the same blessing I got last week. I woke up to see another week. And I came today to do the same thing I did last week. Thank you, God, that I have another week. I can't imagine not starting my week by giving thanks to God. The first thing I want to do is give thanks to God at the beginning of the week. And what do I get in return for my thanks? I get His thanks. In the form of Thea Panacea, the Holy Eucharist means thanksgiving. If I just in Greek, it means thank you. If I just means thanksgiving. If we come to God, we give Him our thanksgiving, and we receive His thanksgiving in the form of Holy Communion. So, today is the third Sunday of 2015. You're all batting at least 333 by coming to church today. Some of you are still batting 1,000, but 333 in baseball is still good enough for the Hall of Fame. 250 is not. No one in the Hall of Fame is batting 250. So if you are batting 1 for 3, and you got to come next week, then you need 2 for 4. Not 1 for 4, not good. Right? So, thank you for coming today. Thank you for beginning this beautiful week the way that we began today, praying to God and thanking Him. May we come together next week and thank Him again. And before I see you next week, I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Thanks for being here. God bless you.